25 by Emily Dickinson. She slept beneath a tree, remembered but by me. I touched her cradle mute. She recognized the foot, put on her carmine suit and see. 27. Morns like these, we parted. Noons like these, she rose. Fluttering first, then firmer, to her fair repose. Never did she lisp it. It was not for me. She was mute from transport, I from agony. Till the evening nearing, one the curtains drew. Quick, a sharper rustling, and this linnet flew. 72. Glowing is her bonnet, glowing is her cheek, glowing is her kirtle, yet she cannot speak. Better is the daisy from the summer hill, vanished unrecorded, save by tearful rill, save by loving sunrise, looking for her face, save by feet unnumbered, pausing at the place. 74. A lady red amid the hill, her annual secret keeps. A lady white within the field, in placid lily sleeps. The tidy breezes with their brooms sweep vale and hill and tree. Prithee, my pretty housewives, who may expected be? The neighbors do not yet suspect. The woods exchange a smile, orchard and buttercup and bird, in such a little while. And yet, how still the landscape stands, how nonchalant the hedge, as if the resurrection were nothing very strange. 84. Her breast is fit for pearls, but I was not a diver. Her brow is fit for thrones, but I have not a crest. Her heart is fit for home. I, a sparrow, build there, sweet of twigs and twine, my perennial nest. 91. So bashful when I spied her, so pretty, so ashamed, so hidden in her leaflets, lest anybody find. So breathless till I passed her, so helpless when I turned, and bore her struggling, blushing, her simple haunts beyond. For whom I robbed the dingle, for whom betrayed the dell, many will doubtless ask me, but I shall never tell. 269. Wild nights, were I with thee, wild nights should be our luxury. Futile the winds, to a heart in port, done with the compass, done with the chart. Rowing in Eden, ah, the sea, might I but moor tonight in thee. The Dream by Aphra Behn. All trembling in my arms am in to lay, defending of the bliss I strove to take, raising my rapture by her kind delay. Her force so charming was and weak, the soft resistance did betray the grant, while I pressed on the heaven of my desires. Her rising breasts with nimbler motions pant, her dying eyes assume new fires. Now to the height of languishment she grows, and still her looks new charms put on. Now the last mystery of love she knows. We sigh and kiss. I waked and all was done. 'Twas but a dream, yet by my heart I knew, which still was panting, part of it was true. Oh, how I strove the rest to have believed, ashamed and angry to be undeceived. One Girl by Sappho. like the sweet apple which reddens upon the topmost bough, atop on the topmost twig, which the pluckers forgot somehow. Forget it not, nay, but got it not, for none could get it till now. Like the wild hyacinth flower, which on the hills is found, which the passing feet of the shepherds forever tear and wound, until the purple blossom is trodden in the ground.